WBEZ in Boston, Massachusetts, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, music that reflects contemporary American jazz. Direct from the main ballroom of the Hotel Bradford in downtown Boston, we bring you Stan Kenton's fresh approach. We're sure you'll enjoy the vitality and imaginative quality of that orchestra. And now, here is Modern America's Man of Music and your conductor, Stan Kenton!
The reception here this evening has been excellent. Remember, the thing was explained to you people before we went on the air. We must not have you exhausted because there is a lot of work to be done tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, this evening's concert miniature is kind of back on schedule again, and if you hear a little bit of extra enthusiasm in the music, it's because this is the first night that the orchestra has played a lot of other music, other than the music for the big show of 1952, which just closed here night before last. We've played a lot of wonderful music on that show, but it's great to get into the library and lift some of the music up and look underneath to get started here with some of the things that, well, we'll watch for the enthusiasm. We hope that we prove our point. This first thing is a spirited thing. I'll have to give you fellas four beats because it's very hard to get started on a downbeat with a thing like this. This has to do with Sal Salvador's guitar, the star of Birdland last night in New York City, and, of course, Maynard Ferguson, the fellow that starred here in Boston last night. But they're together here on Bill Holman's composition called Invention for Guitar and Trumpet. That's fitting. Here's the beat. Something here in a way of the thing that should fit in for good pacing has to do with this gentleman and his alto saxophone, a guy that's well known in the field of jazz for the things that he has contributed, the modernist Lee Konitz. You've heard a lot of his saxophone, but you've heard very little of his remarks, and I've hardly heard him speak, and actually he's an excellent spokesman, so I'd like to ask Lee Konitz to come on in. Lee, would you say that the second spot on this program tonight would be a good place for this composition?
Yes.
Do you think that you feel in the mood to possibly bring those notes to life and give us some sort of a feeling of this thing that was recorded here recently?
Yep.
Do you feel pretty enthused about performing it, as you say?
Yep.
You're talking a lot. You introduce it, Lee.
This is a very pretty ballad written by William J. Russo called My Lady.
When I, a few years back, knew that there was such a thing as Latin American music, and I knew that we had tangos and rumbas, and I wasn't much of a fan of either. A few years went by, and all of a sudden I was exposed to a new kind of music, a thing that's called Afro-Cuban jazz, and I met a chap by the name of Machito. He has an orchestra in New York. I met another fellow by the name of Norm Morales. They both played exciting music. Then later came Perez Prado. Came a lot of gentlemen that caused me to become very enthused over the prospects of possibly inaugurating a bit of that music into our music, which, of course, is strictly American by descent. And after experimenting and creating a lot of things, some not achieving well, some achieving, we are presenting things such as this next number that actually is a kind of a merger between the Afro-Cuban music and American jazz. It's a little dressed up harmonically and a little more involved. Not exactly authentic music, nor is it authentic American jazz, but it's a mixture of the two that we hope that you'll enjoy. A Russo composition here that you fellas listening to the title, because right after the title comes the beat. This is not going to be the right title. Eventually we will have to change this, but we cannot think of a title at the moment, so for lack of one, we'll simply call it Cuban Night, but it isn't very romantic. Aldo, of course, was Lee Konitz, and the trombone was Frank Rossellino. The rhythms played by a very authentic Cuban drummer, a guy named Stan Levy. I said a while ago that the music wasn't too romantic. It's more exciting and has more to do with rhythms and spirit, but we'd like to dwell on something that we think possibly is the closest form of romantic modern jazz, because it is melodic, stolen from the Innovations book, the fiddles, the French horns, the timpani, and so forth. Here's a kind of a vest pocket version. Bob Burgess plays the solo, Solitaire. Thank you, Bob Burgess. Thank you for Solitaire. Thank you for the moods that became a part of the solo. Once more, back into happy thinking with some short, wonderful sentences, musically speaking. A few solos, a few short ones, but a thing designed to hang on to a beat and for a beat to hang on to. Here's the orchestra and one of the Jerry Mulligan things that we have been playing so much recently. It's a thing that's called Swing House. Gentlemen, can you get the beat from just my glance? See. I would like for the moment to talk to you fellas here in the orchestra a second, if you'll listen to me, because in spite of all of the talk that went on before the broadcast this evening, I did not get a chance to make this number known. There is a number on the left side of your book. It's number 35, and I will explain about it while you get it out. And the reason I'm making such a to-do about it is we have not played this for a number of weeks, and it's going to be a kind of a challenge on your part as well as mine to conduct it and play it, because we have all sorts of bars, 3-4, 2-4, 4-4, holes, rubato. Something abstract in content, written by Pete Ruggiero. Abstract, that means don't worry about a thing, just see what comes to mind here as we play this particular thing called Impressionism. Gentlemen, the beat is coming from this direction. Gentlemen, that was impressionism that kind of dissolved and resolved into artistry and rhythm with a cymbal role by Stan Levy. I say, Mr. Miller, would you step over here a moment?
Right here, Stan.
Lindy, it's wonderful to have you here with us this evening after quite an absence, we'll say, from each other. You've done a wonderful job to bring us on, and you've done a great job standing by and waiting while I mumbled here. What we want to do really is ask if you'll do another wonderful job and take this microphone over and see what you can feel. What is your impression?
You've got it. Because NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception of contemporary American jazz. Music as fresh as today and as new as tomorrow. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the main ballroom of the Bradford Hotel in Boston through the facilities of WBZ, Boston, Massachusetts. Join us next week at the same time for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, featuring Stan Kenton, the pioneer and unchallenged leader in the brilliant idiom of modern jazz, truly modern America's man of music. This is Lindy Miller speaking. We'll be right back.